Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. We are live a little early tonight. Oh, I got to turn this down. All right, I think we're good. A little early tonight. Normally, we'd be going on about 11 o'clock for Sunday, but with all of the different live news events and the protest and the potential in Ferguson, with the curfew coming in early, we thought this would be a good time to start Overnight America just a little bit early, which means we're live, which also means we can connect with you. And the phone number is still the same, 314-436-7900. You can call or text that line. One person already texted in, Ryan, is it Monday yet? Oh, boy. Now, the last couple of days have been quite interesting in American history. And you go back into some of the moments that we'll most remember. We can look back at the individual moments that were led with protests, with riots, with violence. We could also look at some of those that are not violent led. We can look at those that stood up and peacefully protested. We can look at those that showed up the next morning to help clean up. We can look at those that are out there to decry the violence. And as we try to dissect exactly where it's coming from and why it's coming from outside sources, and if that's even the case, what exactly is driving the violence? And is it perhaps instigators that are doing it purposely in order to rile up a crowd? You know, I'm watching Fox 2 now. They have their 9 o'clock newscast, and I'm watching some of their coverage. And downstairs in my basement, I decided to put a TV on an ironing board right ahead of me so I can monitor all the different news feeds so we can get the networks and, of course, we can get the local news. And as they're monitoring what goes on in Ferguson, you probably have already seen this, but the mayor issued a curfew, which went into effect about an hour ago. Still many people out. And if you can see exactly how many people are out, if I had to guess, you know, 1,000-ish, at least by this one location that Fox 2's Sky Fox is watching and monitoring, and a lot of police are on force too, fully geared just in case to keep the peace if things do turn south. Also, we saw that there were local stores that were closing down. The Walmarts, the Sam Clubs closed early today in anticipation that there could be some violence. And the last thing that they want is to have their workers in a place that could turn that way. You keep seeing the videos of different cities that have broken windows, people running inside. There is one in California where a lady ran into a cheesecake factory and walked out with an entire tray of cheesecake. Like a, you know, walked out like, what's that Supertramp, Breakfast in America album? So she's got it. She's walking around like a waitress, and she's got this entire cheesecake on her hand, walking around like nothing's going on. I mean, this is what they fear. They fear that they're going to be put into a position where they're just going to have to be ransacked and they're going to have to take it. There's nothing else they can do about it. So why put their people at risk? They got to be careful with it. I heard some Targets were also an issue, too. Some of them closing down. And we know that in Minneapolis, that was one of the Targets that were there. No pun intended, I guess. Unintentional pun. But as we know, the mayor of Ferguson issued that curfew starting at 8 o'clock, and there's this overall blanket declaration of emergency that was put out. And this is what was signed by James Knowles III, the mayor. It says, in concert with similar declarations by the governor, I'm updating the previously proclaimed a state of emergency and implemented the emergency operations plan for the city of Ferguson. In reissuing this order, I take note of the situation of unrest that exists not only here in Ferguson, but across the nation. I have also consulted available members of the city council and our city staff, including the city attorney and all department heads. And then they go on and talk about the purpose of this declaration is to update previously stated purposes of the emergency order. And then they go to the actual order. Curfew hereby ordered within corporate limits of the city of Ferguson up until 5:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. There's other cities, too, that are still protesting today. It's not just locally here, but Minneapolis seems to have been a constant protest. We've also seen Philadelphia today have had some major issues. And if you've seen any of the footage of Philadelphia, you can look at the cameras set afar and looking at the entire city where there's certain areas of smoke billowing up. In Chicago, there's live feeds we're watching, too, where people are walking into Walgreens and just grabbing anything they want. I saw one feed out of Chicago where someone broke in, went into a Dippin' Dots freezer, and walked out. You broke a window to go in to get Dippin' Dots. And then in California, they're also seeing protests. Major cities, metropolitan areas, some of which have been peaceful, some which have not been peaceful. But the problem that we run into is that when the night falls, that's when you see the people, the ones that feel the need to go smash and burn, show up because they feel under the darkness they may have their identity hidden, but let's hope they find who those people are. You know, in the next couple of hours, too, we're going to be welcoming in Michael Calhoun. He's been monitoring and watching all of the different social media feeds, so this is a whole different perspective. A lot of times on social media, you find that you're able to see an on-the-street account unfiltered, which also doesn't mean it's reliable, but it just means it's unfiltered. So you can get a look at what is really going on at the time it happens. And he's been watching all the different cities that have had protests, including here in St. Louis. And we're going to be checking with him periodically a couple of times throughout the night. And one of the nice things that we have, too, is that we have the CBS News feed ready to go at any time. We've used that a lot. WCCO in Minneapolis has been feeding one of the CBS News feeds. Like, let's just do a quick little pop-up of CBS News. Let's see what they're covering right now.
You know, Matt, actually, I shouldn't speak to that specifically. I don't know. I saw all the arrests taking place myself as I was coming here to the station to answer this. So it looked to me as if it was mostly for criminal activity because that's what we're focusing on.
All right, so now you can only hear one side of the conversation, it sounds like.
Yes, there are nine fires.
Oh, it looks like there's a press conference maybe going on. Is that in Minneapolis? Let's listen a little bit more.
There were four structure fires, four car fires, and then one was a dumpster. I do. They were throughout the city, so we hit different ones. It take a little while to tell you because they're basically addresses. Most of them were downtown. There were car fires outside the downtown area.
I think we'll have to follow up on that. Obviously, this is, you know, an evolving situation, and we are responding to it. So we will keep you informed as the situation evolves. I think with that, we're going to conclude the press conference. We will be back at 9 p.m., and we look forward to providing updates at that time.
All right, that looks like it might be over on the West Coast. I'm guessing that's a California update if they say 9 p.m. Yeah, I think that was probably a California. That might have been Santa Monica. They've been showing different feeds of that, but it just goes to show you we have the ability to pull up live feeds and the ability to bring you the latest information as it happens tonight on Overnight America. So don't go anywhere. It's on KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts, michaelsflooringoutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America, live with you tonight on KMOX. And I just popped up CNN and some breaking news out of Washington. Protests were up for 6 day following death of George Floyd, and CNN is on the scene.
Due to go into effect in just 45 minutes time. Doesn't look like anybody's going anywhere for now, Chris.
All right, Alex, you keep the team safe. You keep moving around. Let us know what's going on.
I caught just the tail end of that one, I guess. So, yeah, CNN is on the scene, and I'm looking at this live feed from Washington, and it's just flames. I don't exactly know where they are in Washington, but we've seen some issues, and there was that report today that it got so bad out of precaution at the White House, they actually had to protect President Trump, and they put him away because of the way things were getting violent. And that's it goes to show you how fast these things can turn and the special precautions that they're taking. Real quick, let's go to Kim, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, Ryan. You know, I'm not saying what that cop did was right, but mark my words, if that would have been a black cop doing that to a white kid, we wouldn't be seeing anything of this sort. This whole situation reminds me of back in 2014 when the young man got shot over in Ferguson. How many nights did, you know, they loot and they, you know, set fires and stuff like that? It just is frustrating, and it just makes me angry.
Yeah, I wonder, I guess if you were to try to put into consideration how does race factor into this? So is the main reason why people are upset is because the injustice of this individual, the person that should not have had a knee on his neck for 9 minutes, that should never have even gotten to the point where he was on the ground, where there's three officers on top, where his life was taken away from him. None of that should have happened. People
exactly.
could be absolutely upset about, and you know what, people are right to be upset with it. So is it more of the injustice, or is it more because you see organizations and groups try to put a track record of these things and lay out these certain things? And the interesting part of it is when you look at it laid out, some actions by the police are justified and some are unjustified, but all of them get lumped into one. And that's the problem, because when they get all mixed in and people look at it and they say, okay, if you're lumping all of them in together, then that's where it's easy for people to dismiss the ones that are important to pay attention to, like this one. That's where it gets dangerous. And I can see why the frustration is all popping in. I think there's everyone still trying to figure all this out. And that's what we're trying to do right now, Kim. Hey, thank you very much for calling in. Have a good night. We're going to check in with CBS in just a moment. And it looks like CBS News is just giving us an update. Let's pop over to CBS real quick.
CBS News special report. The nation's capital will be under curfew within the hour. That 7-hour close down order coming from Washington's Mayor Muriel Bowser, with order and security deteriorating for days amidst the nationwide uproar about the Minneapolis police death of George Floyd.
Lots of law enforcement. That'll go right up to the front line of this protest here. Lots of law enforcement. They're wearing helmets. They have shields. They have things to protect them. Every so often, much like yesterday, you'll see people sprinting a few times every hour because of pepper spray or tear gas.
WUSA TV's Tom Dempsey near the White House, where a senior administration official tells CBS News that President Trump was briefly moved to the White House bunker during Friday evening protests, that out of what is being described as out of an abundance of caution. That official would not say how long Mr. Trump was in that bunker, but does indicate it was not long. CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti.
And also watching is our very own Michael Calhoun, who joins us live tonight. And I'm so glad Michael is on the case, because you've been monitoring many different events around the country, including here and in Ferguson. What are you seeing?
Well, Ryan, right now we've got some breaking news on South Florissant in Ferguson. They've deployed what appear to be smoke bombs at first. From the live streams I'm monitoring, some folks were wondering if they were tear gas canisters that were sent out, but it appears to be two or three smoke bomb canisters deployed on South Florissant. That's after St. Louis County Police said that rocks and fireworks were thrown at officers, and that the folks who were gathered in South Florissant in front of the parking lot to the police department were told over the loudspeakers that they were part of an unlawful assembly. The police say they made that announcement loud and clear, and then a large firework was thrown at officers. And actually, this text from St. Louis County Police says that tear gas was deployed in response. And now the officers, according to the chopper shots I'm looking at, Sky Fox right now shows that officers in their riot gear have crossed South Florissant and are now looking at, as this zooms out, the many of the crowd members. If you're familiar with this area, you've got the Ferguson Police Department on the east side of South Florissant, and then you've got several businesses, including a tire shop with a large parking lot that was the focal point during the last round of protests, and that's where many of the folks had gathered. It looks like now the police officers have come across the street. They had been parallel with South Florissant. Now they're perpendicular, and the officers are across the street, a large smattering of people running off into different directions, a line of cars, it looks like, to get out of the area. That's in Ferguson right now on South Florissant. And I heard you mention earlier, Ryan, that that curfew went into effect at 8 p.m. We believe that's the only part of the St. Louis region which does have a curfew, unlike some other parts of the country where it's region-wide. But in Ferguson, the curfew at 8 p.m., Alexis Zotos from KMOV said that she believed about 150 people were gathered in front of the Ferguson Police Department. Lots of blue and red flashing lights. Officers look to be retreating, and now it looks like there's a line of cars who are looking to get out of there, and many of the people have moved up the street. Some of them are still in South Florissant, walking back and forth. And this was an area that saw, for instance, an Italian restaurant there that saw some damage during the last round of protest and aftermath of protest last night. There's been another gathering that we've been monitoring, which is on Clayton Road, Ryan, near the St. Louis Galleria in Richmond Heights. About 50 or so people there, according to the Post-Dispatch's David Carson. They've blocked off, barricaded the entrances to the Galleria Mall and the parking lot. And the last update I saw from there was it appeared that in Clayton Road, about 50 or so protesters were right up against a line of police who were almost on those double yellow lines through the middle of the street. Also, earlier this evening, we had about 300 people at the Madison County Courthouse in the Metro East. That was a peaceful protest. But again, Ryan, just the breaking news that I'm watching right now via social media and live streams was that tear gas has been deployed in Ferguson on South Florissant. Protesters and others have been pushed up the street. Looks like they've been pushed south, and the line of police officers in their black riot gear is now perpendicular across and blocking South Florissant. Ryan?
Michael Calhoun, thank you very much, and we'll check in with you a little bit later this hour, too, and get an update there. But when you start to see some of the different updates that we're getting into the KMOX newsroom, and the very latest, the breaking news there from Michael Calhoun, and starting to see the video show that the police had to use tear gas into the crowd, man, that Fox 2 camera up in the helicopter makes it look like there was a lot more people on the street. So if KMOV was reporting about 150 or so, I thought it looked like 1,000. So maybe I was getting it wrong, but that was part of the problem yesterday. You saw that there were these the forces used against the police station, smashing windows, and out of precaution, the mayor issuing that emergency order that there would be a curfew starting at 8 o'clock or an hour and a half after that. You can tell that the crowds were still there. Looked pretty peaceful at first when we first checked in at the start of the show. But obviously, when you start throwing rocks and you start getting violent, it becomes a whole different story. You know, we're going to get another check-in from CBS News at the bottom of the hour here in just maybe 4 minutes from now. And we're also going to take some of your calls if you want to call in at 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. You know what I would like to see more of? And unfortunately, in the world of news, you don't see this all that often. There's a couple of cases online where you see police and protesters praying together. There was one that I think KMOV did a story, and they were showing some of the aftermath, and they were showing what was happening when the cleanup crews came in later after the night, and they were trying to help some of the businesses, help some of the people that were living in those neighborhoods that had all of this trash and debris and broken glass. They were trying to help, and what you saw was prayer. I would like to see more of that, police and protesters together, because there are certainly a lot of peaceful protesters. Unfortunately, it doesn't always play out like that when you get some bad actors at night. We'll take a look at your weather and the very latest from CBS News coming up in just a few minutes. It's Overnight America, KMOX. What an interesting weekend. I spent time with my son watching the space launch on Saturday, followed by the docking this morning when we had our very own local astronaut from St. Louis giving thumbs up, smiling all the way through. You can see them in there. It was quite a feat to see a private company go to space. And it was nice to not see burning buildings on television. But that's not the situation we're in tonight. We're continuing to watch some of the protesters that decide to get violent. There's one right now in Washington, D.C. And here's the CNN headline. Protesters, police face off near White House. Let's take a listen to CNN.
The course of the afternoon, now it is completely aflame. And you can see there at least a park bench in that doorway as the flames grow.
Hey, Alex.
And come out of the window there. Just a huge plume of smoke. Yeah, Chris.
All right, so now we know what this building is. We saw it burning before. It's a public facilities building. Ask Cowboy to show the fire again in terms of the proximity to nearby houses and structures. Is that fire in Lafayette Park? Not Cowboy. Jay McMichael is the name of the photojournalist. Yeah, so, we all know so him as Cowboy. But is it Jay close Michael to anybody's homes or no?
Sorry, they're firing pepper spray.
Put the mask on if you need it, Alex.
Police right there.
Oh, there they
trying
are.
Trying to disperse. Yeah, I'll give it a couple more seconds, but I might have to. We are right outside businesses, office buildings, hotels. This is 8th Street in downtown Washington. So that's a church.
All right, so then the protesters are taking over the CNN feed. So we're going to pull away from there. I don't know what they're going to say. But this is what we're seeing. So the reporter there is now putting on a mask. Obviously, when you start burning buildings, it gets unruly. So they start to use the tear gas to try to get some of the protesters back and away. And a lot of times for everyone's safety, you see that. I don't know if there's a reporter on a network that can resist a burning anything. So we're going to see a lot of that tonight on some of the networks. Let's take some of your calls, and Gary's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yeah, this may be radical, but I think the police should bring in some belt-fed machine guns to use on these rioters.
Why would you say machine guns? Why would you think that's the necessary force?
Because these rioters are not human. They're just animals. They need to be stopped. They need to make it clear that this is not what they need to be doing.
Mm. When you talk about rioters, you mean those that are causing violence. You don't mean the ones that are
not the peaceful protesters, but when they start burning and destroying, that's when they ought to open up with them with some heavy medium duty machine guns.
Wow, you are pretty strict, Gary. How do you think that would play out? Like, what do you think would happen if they decided to use that type of force? What do you think would happen next?
I would hope that they would it would stop them from doing more.
Uh-huh. I don't know about that. I feel like it would get so much worse immediately. And then, of course, you have the understanding that the United States government just turned machine guns on its own citizens. That's pretty bad.
Well, it's pretty bad when they're doing what they're doing, too. Very bad.
All right. Thank you for your call, Gary. Good to hear from
you. Okay, thank you.
Here's the part that really needs to be settled. Because if we're going to sit here and watch all of the different violence and burnings and break-ins and looting, and the police are nowhere to be found or nowhere to be seen, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. I think the ones that are taking advantage of this for bad, the ones that are out there as violence demonstrators, need to be arrested, period. And the police need to intervene in this, allowing, like they did in Baltimore some years back, to sit back and, hey, we need to let this play its course, and we're going to let them do whatever they want because, hey, they are out there and they don't like what's going on, so we need to be sensitive to that. So we need to be sensitive to let them their frustrations out by burning buildings is definitely the wrong approach. And what we saw in Ferguson with some smashing of the police stations and burning of the buildings, the things that we've come to know that happen when there's these type of riots, it was given an opportunity to stay peaceful, which it did for one night, relatively peaceful. I mean, peaceful in the sense that there wasn't mass violence. But as soon as it turned the corner, that's where you see tonight, where there are those curfew orders, where you do see the police out there. And when the crowds get too large or too unruly or start throwing things, then it's over for everyone. It's over. You have to put the order out and say, time to go home, and then put the tear gas out, because ultimately it's not safe for anyone when you have a large mob going out thinking they can burn whatever they want with no repercussions because the police are told to back down. Let's go to Greg, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, Ryan. I just pretty much agreed with what you just said, but I didn't hear it, and I called in. So, yeah, protesting is fine. It's free speech. They have the right to assemble. They have the right to communicate via signs and yelling. But as soon as they lay a finger on anybody or damage property, they cross the line. They need to be dealt with. And the police, unfortunately, even if they're told not to stand down, everybody's normal response is, what do I do? Okay, because as soon as I go out there and feel threatened for my life, I have two choices. Either I'm going to be injured or killed, or I'm going to protect myself. And if I do, then this further exacerbates the whole situation. So it's a difficult situation. And however, in this has happened too long. Michael Brown started this whole thing in Ferguson. That was allowed to go too long. And if people in this country are not willing to wait and let the judicial process play out and have patience and protest but not riot, then they have to be dealt with. Enough is enough. And I remember, I mean, I'm 58 years old. I was raised to not fear the police, but to respect the police. I would never dream ever of disrespecting a police officer, let alone going to the police station and attacking it and attacking police officers. So somewhere along the way, everything has gone hideously wrong, and we have to take it back. But certainly I don't advocate what the other caller suggested. He's frustrated and he's not thinking it through clearly. But yeah, we do need to, as you said, we do need to deal with it. And how to deal with it, I don't know. And after President Trump said what he said about using federal troops, and, of course, you know, we know there's constitutional problems with that, posse comitatus, et cetera, I certainly don't think the protesters should be allowed to intimidate and attack anywhere near the White House and cause the president to have to go in a bunker. That's also wrong. So anyway, that's my opinion, but, you know, it sounds like you've got a pretty good take on it as well, so thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Good to hear from you. Like, I'm watching CNN right now, and there was just a quick little flare-up outside near the White House. Well, here it is again.
Things are advancing again. You'll see people move. You see Alex there right there. He was trying to clear his throat from all the tear gas.
All right, so there's reporters there from CNN, and there's a line of police, and what you see with the protesters is they'll shoot something at the police. Looks like a firework or something like that, and the police will immediately move on the crowd. I don't see much in the way of tear gas right now, but this is definitely unruly, and the police are definitely trying to get these people to stop, and it's just not working. So this is the part I don't understand. If you're going to go out, and if you are a peaceful protester, and you're next to someone that's shooting fireworks at the police, or throwing rocks at the police, or burning buildings, or smashing windows, then what do you think is going to happen when the police come and approach you? I mean, obviously, you know that when there is a unruly, dangerous crowd, that you're going to be mixed in with the ones that are making it dangerous. You got to get out of that situation. This is just sad all the way around. Here's CNN still. This is near Washington, D.C.
Quality in this society.
Right near the White House. All right, so the police.
But there are also groups that like to mix it up with the police in these situations. Now, some of these people are going to be media, but just be aware.
Yeah, and this is what you're seeing, engaging in a way and trying to provoke. But here's the thing. If you're trying to provoke the police and some guy behind you starts throwing rocks and starts lighting fireworks at the police, you're going to get mixed up in that. And listen, if you get mixed up in that, knowing the dangers that you're going to be around someone that's out there to assault the police, you have to understand. There's no way to avoid it. They can't just look at you out front giving the finger to the police And then some guy behind you throws a rock, and then nothing happens to you when they advance. They can't just move around you. And that's the problem we're running into. The protesters are purposely trying to engage the police in a dangerous way. And then they get upset when the police move on them. Real quick, let's go to Arthur, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America. Arthur, are you there?
How you doing?
Hi. Real quick, go ahead.
If they kill somebody, they ain't no, the riots going to continue on. They ain't going to never stop. You know, I live in Ferguson, and I haven't slept all night last night, all this mess again.
Are you still hearing things where you live?
Yeah, them helicopters over. I'm on Bermuda Road right around the corner from all this mess.
Yeah, so you can hear the news chopper.
16 police is flying down the street last night. I've been up all night. I just woke up 2 o'clock today.
Yeah.
I had a birthday party due. I couldn't go.
Mm. Were you afraid to leave your own home?
It's crazy out here, Ryan. It's crazy, man.
Now, what you said was very intriguing to me. So if someone gets hurt, or God forbid someone gets killed as one of these protests.
Everything you say, but if they kill somebody, they can forget it. This riot ain't going to never stop. None of this stuff, right?
Even if it was accidental or justified in some cases, it doesn't matter. It'll just fuel this even further and make it worse.
They had all their body cameras on last night, all the cops. They had police coming from everywhere.
Wow.
16 of them flying down my street.
Wow, Arthur. I want you to be safe, all right?
Man,
I want you to be safe.
I've been up all night.
You can't help it. Do you have family?
Yeah, I got 9 brothers and 8 sisters.
All right.
But
family,
I couldn't go nowhere because they say they're going to burn people's houses down. I had to stay and protect my property.
Well, do you have any family that can check on you? I mean, are you able to?
Yeah, my brothers came out here today to check on me, Ryan.
All right, that's good.
And my son, they came out and checked on me after they woke me up 2 o'clock today. I got up at 2 o'clock today.
That's good that you got family that's watching
you. It's a mess. It's everywhere, Ryan. They're going crazy. For what? You know what I mean? It's uncalled for.
You know what, Arthur, something else I was going to bring up, but I know we got to go break, but I'm just going to keep it for a little bit longer. But something else I'm bringing up, you gotta feel terrible for Ferguson, because if the track record's going to be...
I've been out of 39 years.
Well, that's the thing. If you have a bad cop in a cop that murders someone in Minneapolis, and every time there's going to be an excuse to try to burn something in Ferguson, that city's never going to heal.
Well, they killed two other people got killed by the police besides this guy. Just found that out.
This was different. You're talking about the Louisville one in the Kentucky?
Yeah.
That was a terrible case, too. Yeah. All right, Arthur, stay safe, okay?
I can't sit up another night for this crap.
I get it, Arthur. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Okay. Good to
stay safe.
From you again.
All right. Anytime, you call in, all right?
All right, Ryan. Bye-bye.
I'm so happy he has family checking in. And listen, I'm sure you have family, too, that could use a call right about now. We're going to check in with Michael Calhoun coming up in a few minutes on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michael's Flooring, the flooring experts. Michael'sFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
And Overnight America continues, watching some of the unrest that continues on a Sunday night, not only here locally, but across the nation, is our very own Michael Calhoun in the KMOX newsroom. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Ryan. Right now I'm monitoring what's happening in Ferguson. We do have two fronts that we're keeping track of, and one of them is in Richmond Heights. But the main scene appears to be in Ferguson. I've got the stream from Fox 2's helicopter, and also from Ferguson activist, and from Maria Chappelle Nadal, state senator, also monitoring Alexis Sotos, KMOV. It looks like the officers in Ferguson have moved about a block south from the police department, still along South Florissant. And right now they're in front of the Quiznos, which is at Compton and South Florissant. That's right next to Kathy's Kitchen, which is one of the businesses that was looted, very disappointingly, to members of the community. And some have pointed out video that shows that non-members of the protest were responsible for that yesterday. But they are at the Quiznos next to Kathy's Kitchen. There's a parking lot there, and you've got a straight line of officers. They've all got their shields on, their masks on, their black attire on, and then you've got a smattering of protesters. Looks like one guy's in a bicycle helmet in the front. They're shouting various things, including, "I can't breathe." South Florissant is open, but the traffic looks to be slow moving. That curfew took effect at 8 p.m., and the protesters are going in and out of the street. The police officers are staying on the sidewalk. And just to the south of this, at Red's Restaurant, I saw a scene of people sitting outside of the front entrance there with chairs, in chairs. I didn't see if they were prepared to defend that business or what their reason for sitting out there was. But this has all come to a head because, I guess about a half an hour ago, a little bit more, there were fireworks and some pieces of debris which were thrown from the crowd of protesters into the line of police at the point where they were in front of the Ferguson Police Department. And that's when the police department, several police departments, and also the St. Louis County crew decided that this was an unlawful assembly. They made the announcement. The crowd did not disperse, and so tear gas was deployed. And again, I'm looking at this chopper shot at in between the Quiznos and Red's Barbecue. A small line of officers, maybe a couple of dozen. They're lined up parallel with the building, and then you've got the smattering of people who are in the grass and the sidewalk and a little bit in the roadway. Now let's talk real quick about Richmond Heights, where in front of the Galleria, it looks like they're marching right now. The live stream I'm seeing is from Real STL News, and they're marching south on Brentwood. They had been at the intersection of Clayton and Brentwood, that busy intersection, sitting down on the ground with their legs crossed, and now I see this mass of people. The estimate is about 50, from David Carson of the Post-Dispatch. They're marching south on, yeah, that's south because they're marching away from the CVS. They're marching south towards 6440 on Brentwood Boulevard. No indication that their ultimate goal is to get to the interstate, but that's the direction they're marching in Richmond Heights. Ryan?
All right. Thank you, Michael Calhoun. And luckily we have his experience with us tonight. Someone that has been on the street and now able to help us break down exactly what's going on in St. Louis. And we're going to check in with him in the next hour. And I do want to take some of your calls, but I know we're running pretty quick. So hurry, we'll go to Jeff real quick. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, thanks for taking my call this evening. Yeah, I'm watching someone has a live feed there. It looks like the crowd is pretty much dispersed downtown Ferguson.
Yeah, and you're in Ferguson. That's where you live?
Yeah, I'm about maybe 3 to 5 minutes by car from that area.
Can you hear the news choppers?
Oh, yeah. I hear choppers almost every night.
When they're covering this, sure.
Yeah.
So when you watch these things, and this is your community, what do you feel?
Upset. I've lived here all my life.
Mm-hmm. This has been your community your whole life?
Yeah.
And then you see this go through. Go ahead.
Yeah. I also have some thoughts about what's going on in general.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just upsetting.
Yeah. You got about 30 seconds, if you whatever you want to say, Jeff.
I'll just call back tomorrow night with it, or I could be put on hold.
Yeah, let's do that tomorrow, because we got a lot of other news coverage that we're doing. But stay safe, and I'm glad you checked in. Good to hear from you, Jeff. Have a good night. All right, we're going to take some more of your calls. And the top of the hour, when we're doing news, is always a good time to call in, because we normally have an open line or two. It's 314-436-7900. You can call, or even you can text that line. I do see the text messages coming in, or also 800-925-1120. So we're going to have our local news, CBS News also coming up, and I'm watching news feeds still from Washington, D.C. CNN has been covering the protests that are there. And you look at this, and you look at the way that they are, some are there peacefully, and they put their hands up, and then there's some that go and they shoot fireworks and throw rocks, and then it's like a game to them. They run up, they see how close they can get, then they throw junk at the police, and then they go and flee when the police are forced to shoot tear gas at them. It's a game, back and forth with some of these. It's really disappointing to see this, and really is any point getting across by acting the way they're acting right now, either side. It's just not an easy situation. So we're going to look at your news coming up in just a few moments, and we'll take some more of your calls coming up. Don't go anywhere. We're here with you live tonight on Overnight America, KMOX.
Hey. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.